post-heart transplant really changed my life.
29-year-old Mitchell Peterson from Oakland hadn't been feeling well for years. Finally, he went to the ER to get himself checked out.
It turns out it was congestive heart failure.
The remedy was a new heart, and after a difficult waiting period, he finally got one at California Pacific Medical Center, the hospital's 500th heart transplant. How'd the surgery go?
Well, fabulous. It couldn't have gone better.
Brett Sheridan, chief of cardiac surgery, says heart transplants have come a long way since the early 80s, when every one of them was almost a miracle. Now, with advanced immunosuppression drugs,
it really does come off as a much lower risk event than it used to be.
Michael Pham, medical director for the transplant program, says Mitchell's old heart was likely weakened due to chemotherapy that he had for bone cancer when he was a boy.
The chemotherapy that was used to treat the cancer left him with a damaged heart.
Mitchell's message to everyone: become an organ donor, because you or a loved one might just need one someday. At CPMC in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.